Thursday's front page, sobering news for incumbents. The latest New York Times CBS News poll finds a majority of voters say it's time for someone new. A high-altitude stretch of Afghanistan that's ignored by the government and the Taliban. And what's making the real estate bust in Spain even more painful? I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
The latest New York Times CBS News poll shows 6 in 10 voters say their own congressmen and senators don't deserve to be reelected. That figure is higher than it was in 1994 when Democrats lost control of the House. Thursday's Times also looks at Defiance, Ohio, where the recession has shaken voters' traditional allegiance to the Democrats. GM has a big foundry there, and the Obama administration's rescue of GM kept it going. But skepticism about big government has hardened, especially among small business owners. In Spain, foreclosure is just the beginning of homeowners' troubles. The fine print in the deals they agreed to years ago is catching up with them. They still have to pay off the mortgage even after the bank has sold the house. It doesn't help to declare bankruptcy. Spain won't forgive the debt. The government there is resisting efforts to change lending practices. Government officials say Spain's system of personal guarantees saved the banking system. In this country, the Obama administration said the furor over shoddy foreclosure practices is likely to depress home prices. It could also delay the housing market's recovery. Treasury Department official Phyllis Caldwell said disclosures about fraudulent documents and uncertainty about foreclosed homes are discouraging purchasers. This comes at a time when foreclosed homes make up a quarter of home sales nationwide. Times reporter Edward Wong looks at Afghanistan's Wakhan Corridor. It's a time capsule between Pakistan, China, and Tajikistan. It's a series of broad valleys and high-altitude plateaus that are cut off from the Afghan heartland. The Taliban have no sway there, and things are not that different from the way they were centuries ago when bartering and shepherding were ways of life. A Chinese defense technology center has built the fastest supercomputer ever made. The Chinese machine is faster than anything currently in U.S. research labs. It's 1.4 times faster than the previous record holder, located at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. Attention shoppers, Black Friday specials are already here. This year's most popular discount shopping event is named for the Friday after Thanksgiving, but retailers are trying for a head start and a jump start on sales. Analysts say a few stores have offered early discounts, but this year more stores are doing it, and the discounts are deeper. Amazon will offer Black Friday deals on Blu-ray players and high-definition TVs this Friday. Toys R Us is putting all the items in its 80-page Christmas toy book on sale on Sunday. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, China's People's Daily appeared to criticize Prime Minister Wen Jiabao. The front-page article bluntly rejected calls for speedier political reform. That appeared aimed at the prime minister. He said in speeches and interviews this year that China's economic progress could stall without systemic reforms. The Obama administration and its European allies are preparing a new offer for negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. Senior administration officials say the conditions would be even tougher than the ones in a deal that Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rejected last year. This time around, officials say Iran's reaction will be the first sign of whether recent economic sanctions are making a difference. Here in New York, private preschools admit it. The test known as the ERB isn't always final. In rare cases, children who do poorly on the nerve-wracking test can get retested. It's not clear exactly what qualifies a child for another test. Some consultants say retests often go to children whose parents attended a particular school or whose brothers and sisters are currently enrolled. New Zealand agreed to a deal that will keep the filming of The Hobbit from slipping off to another country. New Zealand agreed to put up special financing and introduce labor legislation to keep Warner Brothers and filmmaker Peter Jackson from leaving. That became an issue after New Zealand Actors' Equity demanded collective bargaining, and Jackson said it wasn't allowed under New Zealand law. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end, at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.